Giants, of course, getting set to take on the Redskins in less than 3 hours. Giants off another loss and find themselves in dead last at the bottom of the NFC East at 1-6. On the other hand, the Redskins, they're the only winning team inside this division, right? The Eagles, they're 3-4. The Cowboys, they're 3-4, but alone atop with a record of 4-2, fresh off a big 20-17 win over the Dallas Cowboys, are in fact the Washington Redskins. And joining us right now on Sit Sports Sunday, number 11 in your Washington Redskins program, their starting quarterback, Alex Smith. Alex, welcome to Sit Sports Sunday in New York. How are you, pal?
I'm doing good. Thanks for having me.
You are doing well. Big game last week, 178 yards, threw a touchdown, quarterback rating of about 93. And I got to say, Alex, that you were probably as happy as anybody when that field goal attempt hit the crossbar, right? I mean, you're looking at that going, it looked like it may be good. And the next thing you know, you got your fourth win.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. You know, obviously, you know, over there on the sideline getting ready potentially for overtime. You know, and then to see it go off the upright, obviously, and the place to go nuts was fun. It's fun. It was a great win, great team win. You know, hopefully they don't always have to be that close, but we'll take it.
Alex Smith on the season, by the way, just under 1,400 yards, better than 3-1 touchdown to pick ratio, 7 touchdowns, only 2 interceptions. Really, that's been the story of your career, 190 touchdowns during your career and less than 100 interceptions. You have been a guy, Alex, whether it's been San Francisco, Kansas City, or Washington, to your credit, unlike my quarterback here in New York, you do take care of the football.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it's something obviously our job as an offense and as a quarterback is to go out there and score points, you know, and beat the opposing defense and give our team the best chance to win. But with that, obviously, a huge responsibility as a quarterback, touching the ball every single play, whether it be ball handling, whether it be, you know, protection in the pocket, and then obviously decision making and accuracy when you're throwing it. You know, it's something I had to learn the hard way early on in my career, you know, just obviously how precious it is. And, you know, obviously a lot of people rely on us to go out there and do the right thing with the football. So it's something I take very seriously. But it's a fine line. Can't be cautious. You got to go out there and turn it loose and make the plays that are there to be made. But can't be careless with it either.
No doubt. No, Alex, you know, you played in front of the crowd in San Francisco. Good fan base. Kansas City, that's one of the best in the NFL, if not the best. Tell me how Washington compares to the fans in Kansas City. What kind of energy, what kind of fan base are Redskin fans?
Yeah, you know, Steph, I don't want to get into comparing any of them, but it's been great since I've gotten here. I feel like, you know, Skins fans are everywhere, all over the country. I mean, this is one of the older franchises in the NFL. Have, I think, a long storied history and fan base with that. And the other thing I think taking a lot of pride is you kind of have to build that home field advantage. You got to get that going, and it takes going out there and performing on the field. So something we look to build here as a team and getting it behind us. But certainly these last couple home games that we've had have been awesome. Fans have given us great support, great energy. And so, yeah, just looking to build on that.
All right, so you played for Harbaugh in San Francisco. You played for Andy Reid, one of the better coaches the last decades in the NFL in Kansas City. How about Jay Gruden? What's that like? And Snyder as the owner, how's that relationship between you, your coach, and the owner of the Washington Redskins?
Yeah, they're all unique. You know, no two are alike. And you know, for me, I'm still learning a ton from my time here with Jay. Learn from him every single day. He has such great insight, not only on the quarterback position, but offense. So it's something that it's always going to be a work in progress. You know, that quarterback play caller relationship and just kind of, I think, looking to continue to improve every single week, trying to get to where we want to be. And, you know, as far as Mr. Snyder, just love the support he's given us. Anything we ask for or need from a team perspective, I feel like he's willing to provide for us to help us win. So that's all you can ask for as a player.
Now, let me ask you this. Kaepernick had success early in San Francisco. That's over now. Certainly Mahomes is setting the world on fire in Kansas City. But in your defense, Alex, I got to say this. I'm a Giant fan, okay? Wasn't your fault that your San Francisco team fumbled 2 punts that literally put my Giants into the Super Bowl? I'm being serious.
I'm trying to forget that game.
No, but I'm serious. I'm telling you, it wasn't your fault. I mean, you played really well. You won most of your games in San Francisco. You played very well, won most of your games in Kansas City. Yet in both both places, they decided to go with a young gun. So as you get to Washington, you can be honest with me. Believe me, I'm a very controversial New York host. Are you pissed off? Is there a chip on your shoulder? Like, what else do I got to do to retain my starting job?
Yes and no. I mean, I feel like I have more to prove than others, and I feel like I'm in a place to do that in my career. You know, I feel like I'm playing the best football I've ever played. I still feel like I haven't reached my potential, and the best is left in front of me. And I think you always have to have something to prove. I think I realized too, though, in my career was that regardless of some young kid being behind you or who they're drafting or all the talk out there, if you don't go get it done on game day consistently, week in and week out, if you don't play winning football, you're not going to have a job.
And, right.
And so for me, it's not dwelling on any of those other things that I can't control and focusing on me going out and play winning football for this team, and really handling my responsibilities. And I think if you do that, good things will happen.
Giants and Redskins coming up in a couple of hours. Number 11 in your Redskin program, starting quarterback Alex Smith, having a very good year for the first place 4-2 Washington Redskins. Hey, Alex, can't say enough. I mean, this guy was thrown to the scrap heap. They said it was over. The Saints barely used him. And here's Adrian Peterson. Looks like he's 24 years old all over again for you guys. How about AP's contribution to this team?
Yeah, that's kind of been the common theme, I feel like, the last 5-10 years in the NFL is that, aging running backs can't play anymore. They don't have any juice, no gas in the tank and in it. Didn't know what to think when we signed AD, and then he came in here, and I think it was apparent pretty quick, though, that he was still explosive, still very strong, was in great shape. And then I think he's proven with what he's done in the game film that he can still play. And I like that. I do think he is determined to prove everybody wrong, that you can't cast all those guys, all those running backs together, and that he still has a lot left to prove, and I think he fits this team well. I think we all kind of fit in that same boat, and he's certainly been a big playmaker for us thus far.
Two or three more, we'll let you run. Hey, tell me about the wide receiving core. Obviously, Jordan Reed, big-time tight end. Vernon Davis, by the way, still making plays for you guys out there in Washington, but I know Daxon comes off a good game against Dallas, but what about this wide receiving core? Alex, you feel good about these guys?
I do, and it's the same thing, and it's always a work in progress, and every week's a different challenge. I do, and hopefully we got some guys that are banged up and we'll get them back healthy, but I feel good with our group as a whole. I feel like we have a lot of depth, a lot of guys that can make plays when given a chance, and it's a matter of us going out there and doing it.
Listen, the Giants have been maybe the biggest disappointment in the NFL. I'm a diehard Giant fan, and here in New York City, I never could have imagined 1-6. But defensively, they've had some decent games. Even the loss Monday night in Atlanta to the Falcons, they were not terrible defensively. What kind of issues does the Giant defense pose for you, Alex, coming up in a couple of hours?
Yeah, I mean, I think, beyond obviously being really good from a personnel standpoint, they're good up front, D-line, they're good in the linebacker core, and then they're good on the back end as well. I think they make you prepare for a ton. I think they play a ton of coverages, a ton of fronts. So they make you got to be on your details, you got to be on your P's and Q's. I think with that, they play fast. They're a veteran group that's played a lot of football. So I think they play fast. And I think they played well this year. I think even last week, you look at that game, played really, really well against one of the better offenses in the NFL. And I think if you turn on the tape all year, it's kind of shown that way.
You're a nice guy, by the way. I like you. Hey, tell me about you. Really are. You're a nice, respectful kid. Kid, you're in the league for 14 years. Hey, tell me about Bedgear. I know the Redskins were excited to announce a partnership with Bedgear. I think it was this week. Rest and recovery regime. And I guess they make some very comfortable, if not medical, beds for people that need that type of stuff. Tell me about the Redskins and the partnership, Alex Smith, with Bedgear.
Yeah, I think recovery is a point of emphasis for every NFL team, certainly us here in Washington, and sleep's a huge part of that. So Bedgear was able to come out, fit every guy with their own custom mattress. We have a mattress here in our recovery room. So I think just a great partnership, a no-brainer, not only for us, but probably for everybody. But from a recovery standpoint, getting, obviously the best night's sleep you can get. Because that's kind of the name of the game in the NFL, obviously, week in and week out, being able to bounce back, get your rest, get your recovery, and be your best on Sunday. So it's been a great partnership. Something's been very cool, and a point of emphasis for us here, obviously, with sleep and recovery.
Awesome. Bedgear, that is the name of the company. So listen, I wish you the best. I'm not rooting for you this Sunday, I'm not going to lie to you. But every other week you can win, that's fine. Stay healthy, continued success. You've always been a good guy in this league. And like I said, I think you've been treated kind of unfairly, to be completely honest. So I hope that you do show these other teams, San Francisco and Kansas City, that they made a mistake and you do some good things in Washington. Alex Smith, thank you so much, buddy.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate that.
All right, man. Like I said, stay well, be healthy. Good luck on Sunday. We'll take a short break. More of Sid Sports Sunday right after these words.
Deep inside me, I'm fading to black. I'm fading. Took an oath by the blood of my head. Won't break it. I can taste it. The end is upon us. I swear.
Sunday, driven by Ramsey Mazda every Sunday, 77 WABC.